Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are looking at a question almost everyone asks before they start in real estate. How much do estate agents actually earn in Victoria?
And the article does not dodge it. It says up front, the honest answer is it depends. But then it actually explains what it depends on, which is the useful part.
Right. So the first thing to understand is how the pay works. Most estate agent roles in Victoria are not a flat wage. It is a base plus commission. The base gives you something coming in while you build your business. The commission is where the real earnings sits.
And the commission is tied to listing and selling property. You earn a share of the fee when a sale goes through.
Every agency sets this up differently. Some pay a higher base with a smaller commission split. Others do the reverse, lower base and a bigger share if you are a strong performer.
So two agents in the same office can finish the year on very different numbers just because of results.
Exactly. The article is clear on that. Before you accept any role, you want to understand how the split works and what targets sit behind it.
Okay, so what actually moves the numbers? Because that is what people want to know.
The article lists a few things. The market is one. A busy listing environment with confident buyers lifts income across the board. A quiet stretch does the opposite.
Which is partly out of your control.
To a degree, yes. But then there are things that are very much in your hands. Your experience matters a lot. New agents start slower while they build skills and a database. Established agents have repeat clients and referrals coming back to them, and that compounds over time.
Does the type of work make a difference, like residential versus commercial?
The article touches on that. Selling, leasing, residential, commercial, rural, they all carry different fees and different rhythms. So the kind of property you work with shapes the numbers too.
And then there is just effort. More listings, more open homes, more follow-up with buyers.
That one is consistent. The article says real estate rewards consistent work, and it flags something worth naming directly. Anyone who promises you a fixed, guaranteed income in this field is not being straight with you.
Good to say that plainly. I think people do come in with some pretty big expectations sometimes.
They do. And the article talks specifically about the first year. It says most new agents have a quieter start while they build a database, learn the area, and earn the kind of trust that brings repeat business. The base wage carries you through that stretch.
And the commission starts thin and grows as your pipeline fills. That is just normal.
Exactly. The article puts it well. People who go in expecting big numbers from month one tend to get discouraged. People who treat the first year as an investment in skills and relationships are the ones still earning well a few years later.
That framing makes sense. It's a career you build, not a quick result.
Now, there is another layer that I think matters, and that is your qualification and license, because they actually shape how much of the fee you can earn.
How does that work in practice?
So the starting point for most people in Victoria is the agent's representative. You work under a licensed estate agent, learn the trade and start earning commission. It is the entry into the industry.
And there is a path up from there?
There is. A full estate agent license lets you take on more responsibility, manage transactions independently, and in time, run or own an agency. More responsibility usually means a larger share of the commission and a wider set of income streams.
So getting that license is not just a formality. It's directly connected to what you can earn.
It really is. And in Victoria, the qualification and the license are two separate things. A registered training provider issues the qualification, then Consumer Affairs Victoria, the state authority, issues the license. The article recommends checking current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria before you apply, because requirements can change.
So go to the source on licensing, and Archer Institute covers the training side?
They do. Archer Institute delivers both Victorian courses online and self-paced. You can start with the agent's representative course to get working, then step up to the estate agent license when you're ready to grow your responsibility and your earning potential.
Which maps straight back to the income conversation. The more qualified you are, the more opens up.
It does. So the realistic takeaway from this article, and those are the words the article uses, is that income in Victoria starts modest and grows with effort, experience, and the right qualification. There is no single salary figure that tells the whole story.
But for people who commit to it, what you earn tracks what you build.
That's a good way to put it. If you're weighing up a career in Victorian real estate, read the full article. It links through to guides on the agent's representative path and the route up to a full license, plus a national view on how pay compares across the country.
And if you want to get started with training, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online self-paced courses with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening. That's the Archer Institute blog in audio.